I'm going to have you guys teach me Snapchat because I don't know Snapchat. So I'm going to take this opportunity to give myself a break and have you all help me learn Snapchat. So if anyone wants to hop in and help me understand Snapchat, I will love that. And then also we can all follow each other. So like if you guys, whoever has Snapchat can get it out or, you know, pull it up, whatever. And if you don't have Snapchat and you want to learn Snapchat, download Snapchat right now. And then you can learn it too. And it'll be like a whole fun thing. Bruce, what do I need to do first?
So I could tell you the way that I use it. And I use it in a very simplistic way. So if you see that big red circle on the bottom, when you open Snapchat, that's your trigger button to take a photo or a video. Now, up in the top right corner, you can see where you can switch the camera, whether or not you want to use the selfie camera or if you want to be shooting something away. Now, if you're going to be shooting a video and you're pointing it at yourself, of course, you want to speak loudly and clearly so you get a nice, clear audio, just like shooting any video on your cellular device. And if you're shooting away from you, most people have a tendency of holding their phone way out here. But you really want to hold it closer to your mouth if you're going to be narrating as you're showing it, so people can hear that audio quite nicely as well.
Okay.
Now to take a photo, you just click that button once. And that'll take a photo. If you hold that button, you'll see a little red indicator go around the circle. You can record up to 10-second video. You have to hold the button while you're recording. If you let go of the button, it stops recording.
Okay.
Now, the same thing, let's go back to photos. If you snap a picture of a photo, on the bottom left, there's a little square, and you can pick how long you want that photo to stay in the snap. So when somebody views it, do you want them to see it for a second, 3 seconds, or a full 10 seconds?
Oh, right now there's a 3 on there.
So 3 is pretty good. That's what I typically keep mine at. And you can adjust that as you get familiar in your own storytelling technique.
Okay.
All right. So the way I like to use it is I will mix. So let me give you a scenario. You're out on a day's adventure, a visit to the beach, the park, whatever it happens to be.
I live in St. Louis. We have no beaches. We have the muddy Mississippi.
Well, you'd be taking a walk by the Mississippi.
Oh, that would smell divine. That would be great.
Whatever the case happens to be, you could be at a convention. And you happen to be taking pictures and short video clips along the way throughout the day. Once you take that picture or that video clip, there's two things you can do. On the bottom right, after you take the picture, you're going to see a carrot. When you click that carrot to the right, you can share that snap with an individual, or at the very top, you can share it to your story. What you want to do is share it to your story. If you share it to an individual, that's fine if you wanted to have a conversation with an individual or two. But if you're sharing it to your story and all of those individuals, you're spamming everybody.
A frenzy.
You don't want to do that, but you want to share it to your story.
Okay. Okay, wait. So I'm going to do a video.
Okay.
Okay, I'm on Snapchat right now, and I'm on Blab right now, and people on Blab are teaching me Snapchat.
Okay. So now, click that little carrot. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. I'm using an Android, so it may look a little bit different than from what I'm explaining.
Okay. So I clicked it to the right. Now what?
Okay. Now you see where it says my story at the top?
Uh-huh.
Highlight that little circle.
Okay.
All right. And when you do that, there's another option to send it, right? To share it.
I don't know. It just clicked it. I don't know.
Down at the bottom, there's going to be another blue carrot, right? To the right also.
And I did it to the right.
Click that, and it'll put it on your story.
Oh, I see that.
So the interesting
thing is, that's how you add snaps to your story.
Right. So now throughout the day, throughout that convention, throughout the walk by the Mississippi, you take pictures and video clips throughout the day and add it to your story. Now what happens, all your followers and friends can watch you as you're doing it live. If they should miss it, they can go back and watch it within a 24-hour period.
Okay, so I'm Bonnie L. Frank on Snapchat, just like Lab.
So what's really cool, Bonnie, is at the end of the day when you come home or when you get back to your hotel room, mm-hmm. and you go into your...
Because Snapchat. I travel frequently. Everyone knows that. I'm a world traveler. So when you go back into your story, then it'll like update all the snaps.
No, together. It updates as you're doing it. As long as you share it to your story, it's done.
Then it just goes
it's
there.
Done. It's live. What I'm saying is at the end of the day, when you get back to that picture screen, mm-hmm. this little button here on the bottom right now from your picture screen, mm-hmm. if you click that, you can see your story and stories of other people that you're following. See where it says my story at the top?
Yeah.
Click those three little buttons next to your story.
Okay, the three dots.
And then...
Hold on, I have to go there.
So you don't want to do this yet, but I'm going to talk you through it. I mean, you can if you wanted to.
How do I get there again?
Right from your... main screen, let's say you're going to be taking a selfie or a video or a picture from that main screen. And you can swipe sideways, left and right.
Oh, do the three dots. Yeah.
So if you click the three dots next to your mm-hmm. story, you see a little down arrow with a bar underneath it and a circle around it.
Yes.
So because you're the creator of your own story, before the 24 hours is over, after you finished your day's event, you can download your full story, the pictures, the videos, everything with that one click, and it'll come to you on your camera roll as an MP4.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then once you have it as an MP4, you can repurpose it any place you want.
Oh, I like powerful. That. Thank you.
Powerful.
Just did my first snap today. So, yes. And Bruce, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Bonnie. Thanks for having me on the show.